This week on Potlatch, David Frankson of Point Hope talks about the Whaling Festival. And we hear music from the Point Hope Whaling Festival and the Point Hope singers and dancers.
Every year it carried out from long ago, before even the whites get here. Every time they catch a whale, that's the whaling season. They have whaling festivals. It's this prepared from the old folks, old people, old generation. Those old folks had prepared everything. Orange chesters. When they catch a whale, they have certain way to divide it. Whale, when they catch a whale, even one, they have whaling festival about June, when the ground is dried and free from the snow. When they put up their boats on the ground, the first day, all they do is to serve whale meat prepared for that feast. Just the whale meat, soured whale meat. They soured it and made it taste kind of sweet, you know, and it's good. They prepare that for that feast. That's all they do at the first day. The next day, they bring their boats up to where they belong. Now, each whale captain, or even everyone in the village of Point Hope, they have two colleagues, groups. That one down there is Wasiksikak. And the other one is Kongmaktuk. There's two names carried out all the time. All the Point Hope people, they belong to one of them from their grandparents, fathers. When your father belongs to Wasiksikak, you belong to that place. This spring, they caught 12 and they celebrated only 11 this year. The one is Van Ditwer, and they couldn't find out who belongs, whose whale is that dead one. They couldn't find the owner, because they don't find anything inside like a bomb or anything that would prove that this whale belongs to that person. Well, they didn't find it out. So they got all of muktuk, yes, and the meat is spoiled. And the flippers, they are saving them right now, I think for 4th of July, so everybody will have avaruk on 4th of July. Then that the tail part, well, I'd say about 6 feet long, the whole have not cut. They're saving that for Thanksgiving feast next time. This year, 6 boats it's at Kungasiksikak. 6 captains caught a whale. And 6 boats, they kill 8 whales. They put the flags, 8 flags. That means this place of celebration, Wasikshikak, had 8 whales this year. And then Mikiok is served that day, and first giving away the flippers and mikiok, Wasikshikak is right toward the point, serves first, that's the custom. And then when they threw, they moved to Kongmokdruk, right after they threw, and they repeat that, they serve, give away the flippers, and give everybody that Eskimo favorite food, mikia, what I call it, soured meat, his favorite food. Muktuk is mixing it, oh boy, muktuk in that place, in that mikia is real good. The custom also, right after they give away mikia and the flippers, a captain who killed his first whale catch, he puts up nalukatak, blanket toss, the same evening.
a group of young people and other people from Point Hope that were singing at the festival. We continue on now with David Frankson as he talks about the third day.
And next day, they bring all the kind of food. They cooked all, nearly all day in each places, each college, same time. They cook whale hearts, whale intestine, and whale stomach, and kidneys, whale kidneys, muktuk, cooked them, and whale tongue. They feed everybody. People divided in two places. They feed everybody. That's a big feast. They put cooking equipment like stoves and some of them cooked in open fire with a pot on. They put shelter always with skin boats, you know. Set them up and put them a shelter. And a man is, that's a place for the men. All men come who belongs to that colony. Kids and all that. Then they put a shelter on a place where they're cooking, and the ladies and the cooks eat there. And that's a custom. A person who kills the first whale, and when they have no water skin prepared for Nalukaduk and nothing on hand at that kalgi to prepare a prepared Nalukaduk skin, they cut about 2 skin boats, Ugluk skins they use in boat. They cut those 2 and put them together, sewed them with a seal line, and they make Nalukaduk that way. After the festival is ended in that place, a man, a captain who killed the first whale, boat, they get to it. The old folks, very old, oldest folks, they cut the skin out of the boat and divide it to the older folks, give them away. So that's for Mukluk souls. The old folks get that part. We did that down there last night, and we brought some. Iwayak. Iwayak means that they, just because they kill a first whale and they want to give presents to somebody through that Nalukaduk, you know, to the old folks, whoever to catch it or find it, well, she has it, or he has it. And sometimes a person who have no whaling crew, persons, when they have, in the old days, when they have a little boy to raise, when they have baby boy, young people, they do the same thing on account of that baby boy. So everybody will know that the parents are very proud of him, and through at Nalukaduk they throw the things for present to older folks, and so the older folks can wish that this, when this boy grows up, he'll be a good hunter.
Oh!
But dancing was a time of fun and a good time. So we'll continue on with more music from that night.
About the evening, they had blanket toss, Nalukadak. And after Nalukadak, they danced for a short time in that place, you know, Eskimo dance. For those who catch a whale and his crew, they gave him a chance to dance, you see. Sure, they danced too. That means taking the all whale blubber from their bodies. They catch a whale and they work with the whale out there, you know, cut it. And they dirty their clothes with oil. You have to, when you kill a whale, when you can dance, you have to dance in order to take all the grease out of you that you had gotten in cutting that whale. That's what we call it, Oruyak. That's a short dance down there. Then after that, we moved to the hall. We move to the hall and have a long dance, big Eskimo dance. We had a real big Eskimo dance. Motion dances and then common dances when everybody can dance. So last night we ended the dance about 1:30. In the morning, and we're all tired, but have a good time.
Yeah.
A little bit of music from the Whaling Festival up at Point Hope. David Frankson continues on and talks a little bit about jawbones, whale bones, and being buried, dying in the grave.
They brought them up, those jawbones. Today, for several years now, they have good transportation, like snow machine. And before they have a snow machine, they have good dog teams, good teams. They brought them both down to their kalgi, and they let them there. Now, some people, when they kill a real big whale, real big long jaws, they brought them there and keep them there, so when they die, they will have one of them at their grave, one jaw at their grave. There are some big whale jaws in grave right now. That's for a marker, you know, for that body. But in the older days, before the whites came, the story I've heard about those jawbones, in the springtime, they just bring one to the kalgi, sure. And the other one, if anybody wants it, they can have it. And a person who wants it will bring it up to his place, you know, and let it dry, scrape it off, make it clean. And then afterwards, that bone, jawbone, they make it, cut it, slide it, and make it for the sled runners. They're real good in sled runners. The food storage are the storage that are in Chester's meat. They dig them in the ground and then cover them with sod, thick sod. They keep frozen all the time. Summertime, wintertime, kept frozen. And there is not too many right now because a beach erosion at the north side are washing them off.
Yeah. Gunasa Umioknaji, Programmer Spjibi Gaji. Janik Nijukufji, Igaranarach Kutwani, KUAC, University of Alaska, Fairbanks, Alaska.
This was recorded during the Whaling Festival held at Point Hope, June the 13th through the 15th.
Potlatch is produced by KUAC under Title I of the Higher Education Act. Oh!